Hello everyone, I'm Judith and I'm a postdoc in Judith Favier's team of genetics and metabolism of rare cancers in Paris, working mainly on pheochromocytoma and paraganglioma or PPGL, which are rare tumors of the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, characterized by a strong genetic component. Indeed, PPGL are inherited in about 40% of all cases, with SDH genes, SDHA, SDHB, SDHC and SDHD being the most frequently mutated ones. These genes encode for the fourth subunit of the succinate dehydrogenase, or SDH, a crucial mitochondrial enzyme found at the crossroad of the TCA cycle and the electron transport chain. Although they are mostly benign, PPGL may become metastatic in around 15% of cases, and SDHB mutations are considered to be the first risk factor of PPGL metastatic evolution. Therefore, in order to understand the mechanisms involved in the metastatic phenotype associated with SDHB loss, my team and I generated and characterized a new chromaffin cell line, or IMCC, invalidated for the SDHD gene using a CRISPR-Cas9 procedure, which enabled us to obtain two pure clones of chromaffin cells, clone A and clone B, exhibiting each an homozygous point mutation on the SDHD gene. These cells were then compared to a pre-existing and well-characterized SDHB knockout chromaffin cell line previously generated by my team with a CRELOX approach. I first validated the complete loss of SDH enzymatic activity in both cell lines and the subsequent succinate accumulation and massive decrease in metabolites that follow in the TCA cycle, such as fumarate and alpha-ketoglutarate. I then characterized the phenotype of these cells, showing that SDHD knockout cells appear much smaller with longer and thinner extensions than the SDHB knockout cells, which exhibit a mesenchymal-like morphology with a wider and more dense actin mesh. SDHB knockout cells also display a more aggressive phenotype with increased adhesive and migratory properties compared to all the other cell types, as well as increased expression of some mesenchymal markers such as SNAIL1. So, in order to decipher the mechanisms explaining the more aggressive phenotype associated with SDHB loss, we then investigated hypermethylation and pseudohypoxia, whose involvement in the tumorigenesis of SDH-mutated PPGLs had already been demonstrated. We thus revealed that SDHB knockout cells were more hypermethylated in comparison to wild-type cells and displayed a greater stabilization and increase of IF2-alpha protein levels than SDHD knockout cells. So, altogether, these results suggest that the more aggressive phenotype of SDHB knockout cells is probably due to a stronger inhibition of 2-oxoglutarate or 2-OG-dependent deoxygenases, such as TET DNA demethylases and IF prolidhydroxylases or PHDs, leading to an exacerbated, hypermethylated and pseudohypoxic phenotype. We next aimed at identifying the causes of the seemingly greater inhibition of 2-OG-dependent deoxygenases in SDHB-mutated cells. Therefore, since mitochondria is known to be one of the major sources of cellular loss, and considering the critical impact of SDH in mitochondrial activity, I then assessed the levels of various reactive oxygen species, or ROS, in these cells, and revealed that although none of the cell types shown any significant changes in cytosolic ROS levels, SDHB deficient cells only showed increased ROS in the mitochondria, which was associated with a significant increase in lipid peroxidation levels, one of the main consequences of mitochondrial ROS. And since SDHB deficient cells display increased ROS levels, we then postulated that they might present an increased vulnerability to high-dose ascorbates, which acts as a pro-oxidant. And indeed, SDHB knockout cells appear to be much more vulnerable to ascorbate, with significant increase in cell death appearing from a 1 millimolar dose onward, which was associated with a massive increase in mitochondrial ROS, specifically in SDHB knockout cells, while cytosolic ROS were not modified by ascorbate in any of the cell models. So, to conclude, these data suggest that in SDHB knockout cells, a combination of succinate accumulation and high ROS levels may account for the increased inhibition of TET and PHDs. This study also presents ascorbate treatment as a promising therapeutic strategy, which should now be further validated by in vivo studies in order to provide a treatment for patients with SDHB-dependent metastatic forms of PPGL.